AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico says it's deploying the National Guard. It's hoping the new agreement it has with the U.S. will head off President Trump's threatened 5% tax on imports. The president's insisting that Mexico do more to stem the flow of immigrants toward the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Hempen on what Mexico was saying this morning about its new National Guard deployment.
Mexico's Interior Secretary, Olga Sanchez Cordero, says it will be deployed throughout the country and will work to regularize immigration flows, not stop them. The Guard is separate from the military and is legally supposed to be under civilian command, though it's largely made up of current or former soldiers and federal police.
The 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is running out of money. Benefit payments to first responders and others are being cut by up to 70%. Comedian Jon Stewart slammed Congress yesterday because it hasn't passed a bill that would save the fund.
Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
Lawmakers from both parties say they support the bill, one predicting it will pass with overwhelming support. But Stewart says families want to know why it's taking so long. A second person's under arrest in the Dominican Republic in the shooting of former Red Sox star David Ortiz. Whether that person is actually the shooter isn't clear. Ortiz is resting comfortably in a Boston hospital, according to his wife. The pilot killed when his chopper hit a New York City skyscraper in thick fog, reportedly radioed that he was lost and trying to get back to the heliport but couldn't find it. This is AP Radio News. Police and protesters battled each other in Hong Kong over a controversial bill.
The afternoon violence marked a major escalation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's biggest political crisis in years. It came after protesters earlier in the day forced the delay of a debate over a contentious bill, which, if passed, would allow criminal suspects in Hong Kong to be sent for trial in mainland China. The overwhelmingly young crowd moved fast in waves, and when some appeared to have breached the police cordon, they encountered a strong response, which included non-lethal projectiles fire. The protests are seen as a challenge to China's ruling Communist Party and President Xi Jinping. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sheriff's deputies in Louisiana say an alligator took a bite out of one of their patrol cars as they were waiting for wildlife experts to come and help get the 8-foot gator out of the middle of the road. Authorities say the alligator managed to escape before the experts arrived. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.